I'll be glad to be the next reader in the room. I'll post the URL for the link where I'm gonna read. I don't know if it's gonna work. Okay. Okay, so there was a question from Isaac. He says, what did he mean by the Christ in the world? Isaac couldn't find the word, and someone suggested planetary Christ. Yes, what did he mean by that? Why did he ask? Can't really hear this question. End quote. Metrior says, we were talking about the question of that gentleman, and that most of the people who send an email and explain to me that they already know everything and then also post something as a question, they are not really asking a question. They are really saying, I already know it. Please just tell me what I say is correct. I'm just looking for confirmation. I'm not interested in your teaching or you or what you do or what is in the mission. I'm interested in my own little knowledge, and that's what I really am looking for. Of course, if the gentleman were here, I wouldn't be so direct as I am now, but would probably very subtly try to make him understand that what he says isn't really what he is. So we have to gently make these people understand that their cup is full. They have to throw the cup away and get a cup empty so we can fill them up. But the question that Isaac brought up was, what did he mean by planetary Christ? He refers to planetary Christ, and we are looking for someone who can explain to us what does it mean. Does he mean by that? Do you know, Ma? Ma doesn't know. Can't hear her answer. Well, apparently no one knows. No one knows here in the mission what it means. I can guess what it means. As I said, I think in the theosophical philosophy and the teaching of Mr. Krem, they believe there is a hierarchy that they live in the Himalayas. Metrior is supposed to be the planetary Christ of this planetary system. Apparently, not only is there a planetary system, there is probably a galactic system, the galaxies. Then many galaxies create the region. I don't know how they, but eventually, so they create a lot of mediator between you and God. So you don't go directly to God. You have no connection directly to God. You can't do that. If you want to go to God, you have to go to the planetary Christ first, and go to the original Christ second, and on, to be able, eventually, hopefully, you make it through many planetary systems to God. We say, no, that is not true. You are connected to God directly right now. Here, you don't need any planetary system. You just need to understand His words in the scriptures and go to God directly. You do not need a planetary hierarchy. Hierarchy. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Wait a minute.
Hi,
Rocky. Hierarchy, anyway. But a lot of people apparently like that idea from hierarchy. I think it's probably an ego trip, because if there is a hierarchy there and a hierarchy here, I'm a big teacher, and I'm a big teacher here on Earth, so you have to listen to me before you can even go to the planetary hierarchy, but this is not scriptural. Again, we see that this is not scriptural. The scripture never, ever talks about such a thing. It talks about God directly, that you are connected to Him. Even in the Upanishads and the Hindu teaching, it says you are God, you are already connected. How can you have a hierarchy if you are already connected to God? So that is why they believe that Maitreya is the Lord of the planetary system. So it's very important to be very afraid of Him and respect Him, because if you don't, you're not going to go any further. No, that's not true. Our teaching is that God is always with you. Always you're connected to Him. The only reason you feel disconnected is because of ego. Your attachments to your desires, your wants, and all of that. If you can get rid of them, we have seen many saints, many wonderful realized people, many Sufis, many Kabbalists, many people in many religions, they have connected to God directly without the need of such an elaborate hierarchy. I even read the book of Urantia. If you want a hierarchy, go read that book. It's hierarchy upon hierarchy upon hierarchy. After a while, I lost it. I said, no hope for me. I'm never going to get there. And there was laughter. So many hierarchies I have to go through, and so many people I have to please before I can even approach the top of the top, which is God Himself. But there are seven chakras, seven levels of consciousness that we have to go through. And in each of those chakras have tendencies and desires that take you away from God. That is the most important thing. That is why I do not accept the title of Planetary Lord, but as a messenger of God, as a bringer of the message to humanity. And I want you to go to God directly. You do not need a hierarchy. You just need to work on yourself and go to God directly. Destroy all those hierarchies and be a fighter and a warrior of destruction of those crazy ideas that are out there. And don't let your ego say, yes, I'm a part of hierarchy. I'm important and everyone else are not. Everyone is important. Everyone has the ability to reach God. The humblest is the greatest and goes to God. Does it make sense? Isaac, does it make sense? Isaac answered, yes, it makes sense. So he thinks you are probably a disciple of Krem. Maitreya says, he thinks that I am the Maitreya that Krem is talking about. And Radha says, yes, Maitreya, it makes sense. Azara says, but aren't you? Ishvara, that makes sense, Maitreya, but where are these great souls you are speaking of? Isaac says, I mean, not aren't you, but weren't you Krem's Maitreya? Maitreya reply, yes, I am. But he doesn't know it. There was laughter. Okay, I think the question was, then what about those great beings that we talk about in the mission? Paravipras, Elex, and where are they? Is that what the question was? Ishvara says, exactly, exactly. why are they not now in the mission? Maitreya answered, you are here. There were a silence. Did he hear what I said? To Isaac, our computer operator. Did you hear what I said? To Ishvara. Ishvara. In bracket, something about he couldn't hear. Would you repeat, please? Maitreya says, I said you are here. And Ishvara, I do not understand exactly the joke, Maitreya. Maitreya, there were laughter, says, okay. You are saying we are all the great soul that we are talking about. I said that you are here, Radha is here, Shatki and Ma and Kiyosha and Sarah G and Isaiah and me and all of us are here. These I count as great souls, those who are connected to the mission, and hopefully we will increase, our number will increase. That is what our hope and our inspiration should be, to receive the great souls and work toward bringing them to the mission. Those who are absolutely dedicated to the mission see the truth in our teaching. And any time I see something, they say, it makes sense. If it makes sense, it has to be from God. And if it is from God, then, as I have said many times, who cares if no one else is in it right now? But we know that this is from God, and it eventually will catch into human consciousness, and they will come and take it up and love it. So it's just like those first Americans, those white Americans who came to the United States, and everyone asked, where are the rest of the whites? They were the pioneers. They were the first people who got here. We can just come here and say, oh, it should be already done and everyone should be here and the ceremony has to be started and the wedding is going on. No, it's not. We are pioneer. We are the first people who are here. But if we understand the teaching and we love the teaching and we accept that that is from God and it is the fulfillment of the... We don't care too much if there is anyone in it or not. Who comes, who doesn't, who joins the conference room or who doesn't. Actually, I'm thinking about not to ask who is in the conference room from now on. The most important to me is that I am here from 10 to 12. If anyone wants to join, join. Who doesn't want to join, don't join. If you have better things to do than the mission, then I don't want you to be here either. It is not your best thing in the world. It's not the number one for you in the world. Don't come. Go where your call is. If your call is out of this conference and somewhere else, then go there. That's where you belong, because you don't belong here. This conference is for people who are dedicated to the mission and want to know and learn and discuss and get on with the business of the mission and on and on. So from now on, I'm just going to sit here and say, this is Maitreya. I'll be here from 10 to 12. Thank you for coming. And if there are any questions or whatever you have to discuss about it, so the number are not important, not a bit. If you are looking for number, then you're going to be in trouble. You are not completely dedicated to the ID, but you are dedicated to the number of the people in the mission. If the number increases, great, I love it. Number has power, no doubt about it, but I am not attached to the number. You shouldn't be attached to the number either. You should you should be attached to the truth that is revealed to the mission, through the mission and me and the teaching. If you are dedicated to that, then you will attract many, many great souls. And you are a great soul because you are attached to God, but you are not attached to the people in the mission. Actually, if you study religion, most of the religion are not. They don't have many number in them until they become a religion. As far as the truth, it doesn't have any numbers. The moment it becomes a religion, everyone joins it. Probably the only religion that had many numbers is Islam. Of course, you had no choice. You either became Muslim or your head was gone, so you didn't have any choice. Even if you weren't dedicated still, you said, yes, yes, I believe, don't cut my head off so we can see. Do you want us to do that? Get the sword and put it at the people's neck and say, you have to say that the mission of Maitreya is the best in the world and that's the last revelation and you have to join us. Yes, you might get a lot of number, but most Muslims don't have it either. A lot of people in Islam, they're not really dedicated because it didn't start with dedication. Actually, some Christians are more dedicated than a lot of Muslims who claim to be Muslims because they are afraid to say that they are not Muslims. If you say you are not a Muslim, then you're an infidel, and your blood can be shed with anyone because an infidel is a person who anyone can kill. So that's not a true faith. A true faith comes with your heart, and that is why the mission is an educational mission. We have to educate humanity to see our truth. There is so much truth in this mission, it's amazing. When I was going through the website the other day, I was looking at this teaching and what we brought, and just look at them. It's amazing how much truth we brought to humanity. No wonder very few people want to be in this mission, because the more truth, the less people want to be around it. The less truth, the more people want to join. So we can see we should not listen, or I said many times on the numbers, if you are, then go where there are a lot of numbers there. Go join the Hare Krishna or Muslim even. They have a lot of big numbers. The biggest number is Christians in the world. Go join them and just say, I'm saved. Christ died for me. Don't worry about it. I can now do whatever I want. So you can see that the numbers are not important. Do not be attached to the number. If you are attached to the number, then you will go away from this mission, because the mission is truth. If you are seeking the truth, you will find it. If you are looking for numbers, you'll go somewhere else. So the numbers are not important a bit. If I reach a point that I'm the only person in the universe who believes in this teaching, fine. Fine with me. It is. This is what I believe, and that is what you should also believe too. You say, this is my belief. I don't care what the rest of the universe says. If you cannot reach, then I'm going to point it. I'm not saying not to get the numbers. But if you find someone is wonderful in us, they want to get on with the work and spread the message and put it in internet, put it in a movie, put it in a film, put it in any media that again, another thing that we discussed before, that human consciousness is developing toward our revelation. Not everyone is there. A lot of people are getting to that. Just imagine this situation in Bosnia. Some came and did atrocity to the Serbs and threw them out of Kosovo. Did anyone go and help them happen? There was no one to help them. The Serbs out and said, you can't do that. We can see that at least human consciousness is a little higher now that those kind of atrocities. If it happened in Africa, if it happened in Asia, else also we should defend the human rights and the ability of people to be where they are and where they want to live. Actually, if we ever get to the point that the kingdom of God, there is no between the countries, what is going to happen? You can live wherever you want. If you want to go to live in South Africa or in the north, you just pack up and you go. There are no boundaries for you. And when you go there, you should be received and accepted as a being. If you have the ability and you can contribute to the community, they will accept you as a person who is respectable and acceptable. So we can see that the human consciousness is going toward more understanding of human rights and all that thing. But it takes time. As we said, we are the pioneers. Pioneers are usually very lonely and alone people. They have an ID. They are on fire for the truth, and they will take it and go. And they are not swayed with the little things like numbers or why Maitreya walks or why Maitreya talks or why Maitreya eats and this and that, why Maitreya is married, why Maitreya is not married, why he has a child, why he doesn't have any, why he has only one child. Abraham had only one child too. That has a reason for it. So we can see that again, So we can see that again, it goes to your faith. It goes to your personal decision that is it correct for me or not. If it is correct, then who cares if anyone can join us or did not. If it is not correct, then what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here, you should be somewhere else that the truth is there. I found that what is in the mission is the highest truth ever you can encounter. I haven't found any faults in it. And don't be a fault finder. Don't be negative all the time. Look at the positive part of the mission. Don't always try to find fault either, but find the positive part of the mission. It is the mission of the opening of the seven seals, the unification of all religions, is the fulfillment of the prophecies. The very prison of it destroyed an empire that was 2,500 years of a continuous kingdom. It was foretold that it would come. The person got on fire, put millions of dollars in the paper to see the coming of Maitreya. These are positive things that have to come to your soul. Become one with you. And see that what we are doing is an incredible thing that is happening. And God is behind it. Should we be afraid if one person did not join, or another person did not like it, and what we teach is not according to another person's understanding? No, because we have God behind us, and that is all really we need. We don't need people, we need God. If we are going for the people, we will lose God. If we go for God, we lose a lot of people. Most of the people don't want God. They want their own little egos, little lives, and little house, and little this and all of, and all that. And they do not want to join us and know God. So, if you are true seekers, you do not look for numbers. And numbers will not affect you a bit. But if you are a seeker of the people, then you will lose God. It's really your decision which way you want to go. I personally will stay with the mission. I will stay with this teaching. I will preach it, reach out in any way I can. If those great souls that I am looking for came, great. If they did not come, well, they will maybe next lifetime. I'll be back for a short period. I might die and come back as a child and grow up, but I will be here Saturday at 10. After 20 years, after, or 25 years. Does it make sense? And Ishvara answer, Maitreya, you said that the number is not important. If we want to have the kingdom of heaven on earth, at least we need to be more than four. Maitreya answer, yes, this is the real catch-22, isn't it? That we don't care about the people if they come or not. You know the truth, and also we need the people to come to join and do the mission. And we don't have them. We have not received them yet. And the people we have really are not that gung-ho about it, and the amount of the energy that I would like to see there, they are putting on the mission. But that doesn't concern me, because God said that His kingdom would come. This is the stone that hits the statue, and the statue of this worldly system will be destroyed and replaced with someone that will last forever, at least for 1,000 years. So again, I have to trust God's word, not appearances. The appearances can be very deceptive. You have to create a lot of art, much more art than mine. Mine is critical. Mine always asks questions. Mine is negative. Mine wants things that it desires. But art understands without questioning. So some of us have a good mind, but we have to create more art. Some have a lot of art that they have to create a better mind. So we bring a little more balance in ourselves. Then again, the question is, which one are you listening to? The first question is, you have to accept that this is the Messiah, this is the teaching of God, this is the revelation that God has predicted for and foretold to come. If it is, then who cares if it's two people, four people, or non-people, it will happen. Is it going to happen in this lifetime? Maybe, maybe not, but we believe in many lifetimes, and this mission is huge, it is big, it is incredible. Moving it is not an easy job. So maybe it needs many lifetimes before it starts even moving and starts catching on. So shall I back off of this lifetime and say, wow, this is really big, I can't push it hard. There are not enough people to push it. People are not participating. They are not as dedicated as I would like them to be. They are not really putting effort. They are lazy. They don't want to do what I want them to do. Will I be able to stay so enthusiastic after 23 years of saying this over and over and over and over and over, even being criticized and being called the devil or the Antichrist and all that? Why am I still enthusiastic? I should have a long time ago and said, just forget it. I can just go in a small place, live in there, and I will be happy myself. I don't need this. But I believe in God, in His words. He told me that this is good enough for me. That is good enough for me. Is there 2 people, 4 people, 10 people, 100,000 people? It doesn't make a bit of difference for me. To me. Are they going to come to the conference or not? Of course, if they come, I will be happy. If I see the mission grows, if I see the numbers created and increases, great. It means it is going to happen faster and earlier than I thought. I'm willing to give it 100 lifetimes before it is accomplished. If it did 1,000, fine. I will come here 1,000 lifetimes. So that faith, that acceptance, and seeing the truth in the mission, and how wonderfully He has fulfilled the prophecies. As I say, even if an empire, 2,500 years, an empire went down the drain 6 months after this mission started and fulfilled the prophecy, then you will not be dismayed with the number 4, 5, 10, 20, or 100. It doesn't make a bit of a difference. If you are, then you are in the wrong place. Your faith is not strong. You are not really seeking the truth. Then don't criticize the mission. Don't criticize me. Look at yourself. There is nothing wrong with the mission. There is nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you. Then you see, well, my faith is not really strong. My faith is not that strong that I say God said it and He will do it. I will accept God's word and I will go with it no matter faith and you and your own self and say, no, something is wrong with me. I started criticizing the mission. I start criticizing the number. I start being attached to the number. I'm going to be attached to this mindset that I have come into it. Look at the truth that is on earth. Look at the revelation that has come. Look at the unification of the religion. Look at the fulfillment of the prophecies. Then you say, God, take me, I'm yours. Use me as you want. Then you will be used and you will be effective. I got 5 people. You get 5 people. The other gets 5 people. Radha gets 5 people. Shakti gets 5 people. Those 5 people will get 5 people. Believe me, it will go so fast. You can't imagine how fast the mission is going to be fulfilled. But if you sit on your hands and say, oh, no, there's only 5 people, what can we do? Then it's never going to happen. So look at yourself, look at your faith, and increase your faith, increase your participation in the mission, and do not be attached to the number, but be attached to God and His word and His revelation. Does it make sense? And is Ishvara says, that makes sense, Maitreya, to me. I will stop the reading here and leave the microphone back to another reader.